Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mental health continues to be a major issue for our society, and in particular our male suicide statistics are among the worst in the developed world. Enter the biennial Men's Muster event, which encourages men to connect with practical health and well-being solutions. This year's event will take place in June in Fiordlands with the theme Conquering Your Predators. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined by the manager of Men's Muster and Men's Health and Wellbeing Coach, Samantha McBride. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How did you get interested in this area?
I trained to be a health and wellbeing coach, and when I was first qualified, I started doing group work, a 6-week journey to health, which I did with women and with men. And the reaction of men being in that space together and learning that new information together, despite the fact the courses were exactly the same between the women and men, for me was quite outstanding, and the benefits that they seemed to get from it, and not just from some of the content that was given to them, but actually the peer support of being amongst other guys and being able to do something positive for their own health. And it, as you look into it after that, it becomes really, really clear that we're really, really not very good at actually delivering good, succinct health messages to guys in a way that is easily digestible by them, you know?
What's missing for men, and why is it missing?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that it's, a lot of it goes right back to our cultural beliefs, I guess, that, you know, that we're staunch and, you know, unless the leg's falling off, we don't go to the doctor. I think that, you know, women are actually much better at, you know, if I call it with the guys, a light on your dashboard. If you've had a light on the dashboard for more than 3 or 4 weeks, you might go to the doctor, and that light can be a sore back. It can be just being a bit off colour for 2 or 3 weeks, and not knowing why. Women are quite proactive sometimes at getting that compared to men, whereas men will sit and think, oh, I'm just getting old, or it's just, you know, I've just got to suck it up, get over it. So I think the cultural piece is really big. And then I think because women generally consume our healthcare system far more than men, definitely in that chronic space, I think that it means that a lot of that stuff designed much more easily for women. And I know that there's some work being done in the background to actually try and gear more health messages to men by some of the bigger sort of Ministry of Health, Ministry of Social Development organizations. For me down here, just getting guys together, giving them positive health messages, working on that sort of positive masculinity sort of side of thing, where you can start to feel a bit good about yourself, even if you've got some things that aren't 100%, allows a really nice platform for people to start and actually think, oh, maybe I can make a bit of a difference. And the surprising thing, I think, is lots of people, I think guys feel a bit stuck that it's too hard and too big. And when you actually break it down and say, just try with something small for a start, it just opens that door. And I found that once you open that door and guys become more aware that they can make these differences that affect their mental and physical space, suddenly they're off and they don't actually need an awful lot of more help than that. And obviously we've got extremes at every end of those things. But anyway, I'm wittering on.
No, it all makes sense. Are men who show up at these events self-conscious about the idea of going away for a couple of days to just be men and hang out with men and talk about their own health?
Well, the whole muster's really designed for guys to come away, and I like to describe it, it's the boys' weekend that your wife's pleased to send you on. And whether it's work groups, or we've had psychologists that have sent some people that think it might just help them. So we get a huge cross-section of people, and certainly putting people in a room. And at some stage, there's no forcing you to say anything, but at some stage, most people do. So they definitely feel nervous when they come in because it's fear of the unknown. But I think that once they're in and the first couple of speakers come up, we try and make sure we have a couple of pretty good, rousing speakers to start off with that can give you, a bit of a buzz. And then people just work with it and they're on board. And it was a risk when we first did it and we didn't know it was going to work. But I think the formula, touchwood, does.
Yeah. And I guess any concerns that it might be a bit woo-woo or, quote, soft will be allayed when they see the guest speaker list, which includes Greg Murphy and Case Muse. They're not guys known for being too fluffy.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a retreat, and it's definitely, whilst we are really concerned about people taking some really good health and well-being tools, not messages, but tools back that they can use themselves, it is about, it's about celebrating being a bloke. We get the guys doing stuff with competition. We definitely get you pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, both mentally and physically, on the challenge day. It is a chance to, I hear lots of people going, my God, I haven't done that since I was a kid. My God, I haven't done that since I was a kid. That was so cool. While we're going through.
Yeah. I mean, it's always going to be good going to Fiordland and eating some food and meeting some people and doing some outdoor activities. How do you measure whether it's done any good for the men who go along?
Well, I mean, like we survey people at the time, but I think the biggest thing for me is the phone calls that I get afterwards. And I mean, we've got a guy that's come back every year now. We've had a couple of guys with really severe mental health issues, one through a child suicide and one through his own journey. You're not going to say it's the muster that's turned them around, but I think the muster gave them a little bit of hope that they could make that start. And they certainly attribute coming to being a bit of a catalyst to start moving on that journey forward. And they're doing amazing work now, still working in their own fields and doing their own thing, but sharing their message with lots and lots of people, whether on a personal level or standing up and speaking. And in fact, one of them wanted to speak at last year's muster and asked me if he could, to share some things on how you help the person whose child has committed suicide and how you react to them, which was pretty mind-blowing way to start the last one we did. But lots of people, and I've had even a guy sent me an email shortly afterwards after the last one, and he went with a group of friends, and he said, I learned more about my friend in the 3 hours driving back from the muster than I have in the 20 years I've known him. So it gives you a chance to actually open up, but the whole thing is not actually sitting down and talking to people. It's just opening up that opportunity of how you might do that. But also it's, how can you eat better? How can we sleep better? When we're looking this year at conquering our predators, there are so many different things, from like physical things that might be out there on the horizon, to that prevention is cure space, things, that we can turn off our dashboard, our lights on our dashboard early on in the piece, because they're the things that go on to make chronic disease. And if we become acknowledge those things early, they tend to be a lot easier to fix.
Good luck with it, Samantha. Thanks for the work you're doing in this space, and I really appreciate your time on the show today.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Samantha McBride on Men's Muster, Fiordland in June.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.